Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Hey, hey, hey. Yo. Welcome to PPK Podcast, Priest, Prophets, and Kings. Yeah. Listen.
Let's go.
Today, I have with me Mr. Devon Jackson. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good. I'm good.
You're a little nervous.
I'm good.
You don't know what I'm going to come with.
No, I don't.
Yeah, I know you don't.
You are an intense... Passionate. No, you're not. You're impassionate. You're a passionate man.
So yes.
I got to match that.
This PPK podcast is all about energy, right? This is about where men come to talk. Men talk. Real talk.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to sugarcoat this. Mm-hmm. This is going to, we talking our feelings, our emotions, right. But we come in with it biblically.
Yes.
If it ain't lining up with biblically, right. Then what we've been talking about, hey, that's just letting us know we need to fix something. We're not going to sit here and just talk about the Bible and say what the Bible does.
Yeah.
And then we walk away and live a certain type of way.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're not going to do that. Not on this podcast. That's not what we're going to do.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to start with this, right? We had a conversation earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And
Improv one-on-one.
Right. And so the question was, you know, did you really forgive? And I'm allow you to give the context to what we were talking about, because it was you.
Yeah, it was me. It was funny because I was talking to after producing an episode of one of the episodes for Marriage Works If You Work It.
And, oh, yeah. Side note, he's our producer.
How about that?
Oh, okay.
How about that? Come on now. After doing that, again, another improv. I like to ask questions, and it's a blessing to be in proximity while you all are spitting that wisdom and knowledge. But I asked Apostle Yvette about forgiveness, and she was saying, basically, to make it quick, she was saying how forgiveness and apologies are two different things. Forgiveness and apologies are two different things.
But y'all got to know my wife be dropping the nuggets.
She be dropping nuggets. Oh, God.
And come on.
And every nugget is another sermon. So she was talking about that. So she dropped that nugget. And then I was talking about forgiveness. And I come from the perspective of if you forgive, then I don't have to apologize. That's my mindset. Like if you forgive, then I don't have to apologize. Or basically, if I forgive you, I'm not looking. I actually said to her, if I apologize to you already.
Right.
No, if I forgive you already,
uh-huh.
I'm not necessarily looking for an apology because I already forgave you and I let go of those things.
Uh-huh.
But then we got into the conversation today on, well, we were talking about things in regards to me and our own marriage, myself and my wife, and how we reconciled and are all the way working towards restoration and all those type of things, restoring everything that the enemy tried to take back and stuff. And so we were talking about forgiveness, and my wife and I were walking in the park, and she asked me about forgiveness. She was asking me about apology. And I'm thinking like, well, didn't you forgive me for this stuff already? Why do I have to apologize? And I'm thinking like, my mindset was, are you holding on to something and me not realizing the difference between forgiveness and apologies?
Right.
And so, I turn that back on me and some of the things that caused us to get separated in the beginning, because there were the things that I did during the separations. And then there's the things that we did to allow us to be separated. And that leads us to separation. And so I'm thinking of the things like, yeah, I forgave her for them things, but I still think, you know, she should own up to some stuff. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. And that's what you said. You didn't even say it. You gave me a look. You gave me a look like, because of all the stuff I was just saying, I'm like, and then I admitted, I said, yeah, I guess I didn't forgive her.
That part. Yeah. He's sitting there like, well, I feel like she should come back to me and apologize to me for this stuff.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, bro, weren't you the one that just said that I didn't need an apology because, okay, then you're holding on to something.
Right. And I didn't think I was.
Right.
I didn't think I was.
And I'm so glad we had the conversation because you would have still walked around and felt like you was okay.
Yep.
You would have still walked around and felt like you was doing the right thing when you still had a hold on, you're waiting on something that, what if it don't come?
Right.
What if it don't come? You still gonna hold on? How long you gonna hold on to it?
Yeah. And I started thinking about, you know, specific relationships that I have in my life where I just let go of things. And I'm thinking like, man, how come in that moment when we had the quiet time in the car, I was sitting looking out the window like, man, I thought I let this go. And what sparked was I need to let this go because me learning deliverance, understanding the basics of deliverance, unforgiveness, man, that thing is horrible.
Listen,
that thing is horrible. If you don't forgive, that thing is horrible. It turns into so much stuff.
And
bitterness.
It's so subtle.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was subtle. It's subtle in my life in the sense of like, I'm over it, but I'm not over it because I don't feel a certain type of way about whatever things I feel. The feelings that I have was the acknowledgement that it happened.
Right.
That's the feelings that I have. Right. Just like she has feelings of the acknowledgement. She has feelings of the things that happened. Probably and probably still some feelings of that it happened.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
You can't control her feelings.
Right.
Right. You can only control your feelings.
Right.
You can only can control what you can control.
Yep.
Right. And so when you asking for an apology and still saying, well, if you forgave me, then I don't need no, if you forgive me, I don't need no apology. I'm good, but you're not good.
Right.
You're not good, but you will portray that you good. Right. So now when we start talking about unforgiveness, it is so detrimental to the relationships. It's like, how are you going to sit? You just said, how can you forgive somebody else on the outside and not forgive the very thing, the very one that God is united you with?
Right.
That's so demonic. That's such the devil.
It is.
Why? Because it causes division.
Yes, it does.
And the enemy always rehearses. He wants you to rehearse all of the bad conversations, right? Because what it did was at some point in some time, you felt like, I ain't gonna forgive you for that.
Right.
Not what you just did and not what you just said. And sometimes you literally said it.
Yep.
You're right. Mm-hmm. But you're feeling it in your heart. Mm-hmm. You know, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. Then you start speaking these things and be like, man, I ain't forgiving her for that junk, man. She shouldn't even say that. She shouldn't even did that. Blah, 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 blah.
This goes back to something y'all said in a, you and your wife were talking about. I think you said this, but in one of the Marriage Works and Worker podcasts, you said, You felt a certain type of way because of unexplored stuff like envy, jealousy. That's why you responded the way, and you realized even sitting in the seat, you were like, "Oh my God!" And so for me, it was like, "Man, I feel this." When I look back at some of the conversations that we've had, I'm thinking like, "Man, that's why I responded that way because I still feel a certain type of way about it."
Yep.
And because it wasn't, I guess maybe I can say it wasn't manifesting the way I thought it should manifest. Because sometimes I'm right now getting used to certain things. They don't manifest like I'm used to them manifesting, like insecurity. It doesn't manifest in me like, oh, woe is me.
Yeah.
It manifests in me by questioning, you know, things and me being timid. Stuff like depression, it doesn't manifest in me like I'm woe because my personality is like this.
Yeah.
Sometimes it manifests me being quiet, and you know, so I was realizing that unforgiveness was the manifestation wasn't, you know, the way it was. I'm thinking like, man, this is how I'm feeling. Oh, but it's because I haven't forgiven. Got it.
I'm glad he had an eye opener. It was an eye opener because think about this right here. So when you start saying, you know, you wanting an apology and you said, I forgive, but I still want an apology, or just recognize what you did to me.
Mm-hmm.
But scripture tells us to forgive 70 times 7 in a day.
Yeah.
In a day.
Mm-hmm.
Like how long that happened? And think about how long that's been, you've been holding on to that.
Yeah.
How long that's been just sitting dormant not wanting to be exposed, but still waiting on or having getting ready to have a conversation or have a conversation. And then you bring up, well, you ain't never apologized to me about this they might say, well, are you going to apologize for that? And then you're like, what? You ain't apologized for what you did.
Yes.
So now both of y'all sitting here talking about, well, you ain't apologized. You ain't apologized. So fire. Now we ain't apologizing.
Yep.
So we just sit in there. Exactly. So we sit in there looking at each other like, well, you know. But one thing I understand from being in that position is once you start to recognize the things that you have done.
Yeah.
Is to literally then respond to it, respond quickly. I find a lot of my times of me remembering things that I've done to my wife or conversations that I didn't complete with my wife, I'm on a broadcast. I have a whole moment like, oh, everyone Lord. Like, oh, snap. I don't even know if I asked you to forgive me for that, because some stuff I just literally forget.
Right.
And my wife, she don't forget a whole lot. Now, one thing she doesn't do is bring it up, because love does not keep no record of wrong. Right. And so when you get into a spirit of forgiveness, and you keep bringing it up, can you really say that you love it?
Right.
Can you really say that you love that person? Right. Because love does not keep no record of wrong. Mm-hmm. And so if I'm looking at it and I'm paying attention to it, now nobody don't want to say, if you ask somebody, we're like, well, of course I love you. Then if the scripture says we keep no record of a wrong, then why is this wrong still being brought up?
Love is the demonstration.
Right? So we were over here talking about unforgiveness, but the unforgiveness really and truly exposed the love.
Right.
It really exposes the love. So now you got to literally look at two things.
Yeah.
I got to look at, oh, Lord, I'm over here holding on to this. Yes. That's why it's like forgive 70 times 7, because God knew that if you ain't take care of that, it was going to get into the love aspect of it. Now we're supposed to love unconditionally, right? So if you did something to me, if you did do something to me, I'm supposed to love you through it. Thank you, Yvette Benton, for loving me through it. I appreciate you, because you really did that thing. Yeah. You loved me through it. And so being able to understand that now I have to check the way I love.
Yeah. Am I doing it the right way?
The right way.
That for me, when I was sitting in the car and we talked about that, it just made me say to myself, man, there's some conversations that we need to redo, because just because I'm thinking like, man, if I'm holding on to this, I need to redo some of these things. And I think I probably need to, because I did apologize just recently, apologize for some things, but I'm thinking, you know what? I need to redo the conversation and really talk about and recognize and acknowledge some of the feelings that she has, so that she's protected, so that it's not lingering, and I need this, so I can acknowledge, you know what, I apologize that I put you through this. I apologize that I did not say this, or I apologize that this happened, and I apologize that I put you through this. Like that. So me thinking like, I need to redo some conversations, because now I got to let go. Now I understand how to truly forgive and let it go. But at the same time, I also need to apologize, because again, they're two different things. And this connects to something we were talking about in PPK was obedience, because
you got to it tests your obedience to following the scripture. Because if the scripture says it, then why is it that we can pick and choose the day, the month, the year, the time, the opportunity to actually follow the instructions. When God says, I need you to forgive 70 times 7 in a day, that means you don't hold on to anything. You got to let that stuff go. When it says love unconditionally, that means we have to love unconditionally. It's just part of who he is. And if we're saying that we're representatives of Christ, then we got to represent well. So we have to really in check, are we representing God the way we supposed to represent God? Because I be having these God moments and be like, dude, I got some work. Like I got some work. My facial expressions, when I get grumpy, when I get tired, you know, I get irritable. I got to work on that. I'm not sitting here saying I got it.
Right.
I'm sitting here saying I need work too. Yeah, we all need work. Mm-hmm. We all have things that we ignore.
You're right.
Right. Or we pretend that it's really not that bad.
Yeah. I'm excited about the fact that, and I don't know, I don't mean to switch the conversation a little, but this is why it's good to have a covering, because in the moment I was asking you questions about when you did all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure you had feelings of when your wife did some stuff to you.
Right.
How did you feel? And all like, and so I love the fact that you were vulnerable in that space, but then your vulnerability opened the door for me to say, all right, let me just say what's really on my heart and really on my mind. And so I'm excited. I'm grateful for the opportunity to just be in that space, because I want to do and I want to be better. And because the things that God has for me and my wife, he has it for both of us. And we can't receive it if both of us are not in agreement. I think the best thing happened with us moving to Georgia was the fact that we were in agreement about it. That was probably one of the best things that I love about it. We were in agreement. We looked at each other like, well, the question was, well, if you are moving to Georgia, why are you looking for jobs in Pennsylvania? I'm like, you're right. And then I looked at my wife and we were like, let's pray about it. And then we prayed and both of us heard. Well, she already heard. She's waiting for me to confirm the hearing.
Yeah.
And here it is. But I'm saying all that to say the idea of having a covering where I can say, did I really forgive? How do you forgive?
Right.
Like that was a blessing, because I'm emerging, arriving.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And so, it's growing.
Right. Yeah. It's the growing part.
It's the growing part of being able to see something and recognize something and then deal with it.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Yep. It's time out for hearing, seeing, and doing things, and then don't deal with it if it doesn't line up with God, right?
Yeah.
And so I applaud you for being vulnerable to have the conversation with me.
Yeah.
And you know, I apologize that I probably wasn't.
No.
I wasn't tactful with it.
I mean, I didn't need that. I need it.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I'm glad you like that.
You gave it to me with looks, though. You were just like it was the hand gesture you do. Like, yeah,
like did you real, like really? Bro.
And then you even said, "Did you really forgive?"
Like really? Like are you serious right now?
Yeah, are you
literally just said that you were good.
Right.
That you didn't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
She didn't have to apologize. But the next sentence was, well, I feel like she need to come back to me and say something about this.
She need to do.
Yeah, like, really? Then my question to you was, then what if she don't?
Right.
And if she don't, now what? What you going to do? You're going to sit there and pout about what she's not going to do? Okay, then there's things that she probably wants you to do that you can't even remember that you need to come back and apologize for. So that's why I'm like, if I got any inkling of something I didn't do, I'm like, oh, excuse me, Yvette Benton, I apologize. Yeah. Can you forgive me for my ignorance? Can you forgive me for my stupidity? Can you forgive me for my arrogance? Can you forgive me? All of those things. Mm-hmm. I just thought about some other stuff. So I just had another moment. Just so y'all know, I wasn't just saying that to be saying that. I literally had another moment. So I had to just go ahead and put it out there as we speak.
It was, we had that.
You got some apologies you want to go ahead and put out now? You might as well go ahead and put them out, because that's we creating the atmosphere.
I apologize.
I said, Yvette Benton. You over here talking about love.
No pet names. Okay.
No, Max, ain't no pet names.
Max, I apologize for lots of stuff. Stuff I've said, stuff I didn't say, stuff I did, stuff I didn't do. I apologize. And I'm going to do this in person, too.
Come on.
This in person. It's funny because I'm at peace with the fact you said, what if she don't say stuff about it? I'm at peace with that. Like, I'm becoming, I'm emerging. I'm getting to the fact where I'm like, you know what? Because she might not. because she said some stuff to me. We were walking and she said some stuff and I was like, I don't remember doing that, or I don't remember when it happened. But okay. But
did you apologize right then?
I did. I believe I did.
If you probably did.
At the end, I kind of it was kind of a general, like, I apologize. We were walking, I stopped, I looked in her eyes, like, look at me. And she looked down, like, no, I need you to look at me. And I said, I apologize for all that. I apologize for everything. Because I looked at it like we were married for 5 years.
Yeah.
And in those 5 years, we just it was frustration, intolerance. It was a lot of stuff. It was a lot of stuff in the air. And right. So it's funny because I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know how to be a priest, prophet, king. I knew nothing about being a priest, prophet, and king. And so right. I'm like, I'm pretty sure I was doing all types of stuff. I'm pretty sure, like, I'm thinking about, like, man, I'm pretty sure. I remember as we were walking, it was bringing some stuff back to things that I've said. You know, some of her facial expressions when I did something that says, I'm like, you know what, man, I apologize. I got to renounce that stuff. Like, I apologize for that because I didn't know what I was doing because I wasn't a priest, prophet, or king. Yeah. I know what that was. Now I'm totally different. Like, life post reconciliation is different than pre reconciliation. And I would say this last between 10 months to a year and a half, if it wasn't for understanding deliverance, understanding spiritual warfare, and understanding what it means to communicate the right way, like, it would still be the 5 year. And so, like, I know that I realized that the 5 years we were marriage pre-separation, it was like, wow. So when I think back to that, I need to apologize for a lot of things. And as they come into my brain, I'm gonna stop and say, like, I already have a conversation already playing in my head that we're going to talk about already. She don't know that. Well, she might know it now because she's watching. Hey, love.
Yeah.
But
I'm going to help you out, though.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
So how about this right here? Mm-hmm. What about the times, because I know your testimony.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What about the times when you left home and you were had your own apartment? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had somebody else living with you, and thinking that was all right, and even some of the conversations during that time that you had with her, have you ever went back to those conversations and apologized and asked for forgiveness because of what type of trauma or hurt or deep wounds that it has caused? Because sometimes those things, that you can say it one time, but the one time is not it's like medicine. Mm-hmm. If I got 30 day pills, I got to take it 30 days. Mm-hmm. Right. So if it's a, I need to apologize until it is now operating in your body, operating in your spirit, operating in who you are, then that's just what I'm gonna have to do. Mm-hmm. But have you ever thought about, because I have those moments when I've done something that was so crazy and thought that I was entitled to actually do it and it was okay. Mm-hmm. And people were saying, yeah, you might as well. You can do co-signing it, right? Mm-hmm. But now,
no doubt,
understanding the forgiveness for what I've done, what I've caused, and how it affects everything around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is nothing but the Holy Spirit, because those are, when I said I have some things to go, some conversation to have, that's one of the conversations to have, because again, there are some things that I did, right? Like you said, the people staying with me having my own apartment. And again, I was justified. At least I was like, look, okay, you change the locks. Got it. I'm out because I need to
hold up. Whoa. You just justified because she changed the lock.
Yeah.
You didn't just knock on the door and be like, yo, I ain't going nowhere. You had to have a pre-notion that I'm out of here.
Here's the thing.
I'm ready to check out because it was too easy. Because she changed the locks.
Because
my wife changed the locks on me too.
This is funny because I never admitted to this because I don't like that this is what it was. But there was some hate in there, mm-hmm. right? And so I was like, oh, this is how you gonna treat me? Got it, I'm out. I went and stayed with a friend mm-hmm. in that same apartment complex. And then luckily my apartment, we had just left it. And then, all right, I can just move back in. They can prorate and all that type of stuff. Got it. Got my stuff. And, you know, I got all that stuff. So that was good. And so, yeah, I was on my own. I could do me. And of course, we know that's demonic doing me. Right. Yeah. And those are things those are the conversations we need to have. So how did you feel when I did those things? Not even to bring up the trauma, but like, I want you to know, I want you to know that I care about what your feelings were at that time. And I want to apologize for those feelings that were there, the things that I caused for you to feel that way.
So my question is, you think that, how I put this, you think that you should ask that question?
Well, I don't know.
You had to know it hurt.
Right.
It's not, I mean, that's right. That ain't rocket science.
So you're right.
You're right. You had to know that hurt.
Right.
Like, you going to leave? Like, you going to leave? Yes, I locked it. Yes, I changed the lock. Mm-hmm. So obviously there was her feelings or her emotions of why she locked the door or changed the locks on the door that caused you to now, I want to go and hold on. I'm going to go and get my own apartment. And like you said, I'm going to do me, but not just do me. You do me and you bring others into the mix with it. So not only did you want to do you, but you was doing other.
Yeah. And in my mind, I'm like, I'm done with this. Like, I'm done.
You hadn't already checked out.
I'm checked out here.
Yeah.
And I was just, it was just ready to be checked here. But the thing that wouldn't allow me to check all the way out was my family.
Yeah.
That's the thing that wouldn't allow me to check all the way out.
Yeah.
It just wouldn't check. I just could not do that. I just could not do that. It was the family. But up here, I'm done. Like, I'm here. I'm done. So yeah. Okay. You said this. You wanted this. You wanted to get a divorce. You know, and one of our arguments years back, I remember her saying something like that. I'm like, all right, it was always in your mind anyway. And so that was probably because she was mad because I did something incorrect. And so that she said that. And then I'm like, all right. So I kept that. I'm like, okay, so deep down, you really want
to
do that. And held on to it. And I'm like, okay, so that's what you want to do anyway. So got it. Okay. And you did these, you say these things. You never like this. You did, like, I'm speculating all this stuff. I'm like, okay, so that's fine. Do you want to do this? You want to keep me away from my family? Got it. I'm going to just go over here and I'm in survival mode and I'm going to just do me and I'm going to just work. I'm going to provide for my kids and provide for me. And that's what I'm going to do. Not realizing or not caring. Let me be honest. Not caring about, because she don't care about me. I'm not going to care about her.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK Podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine position as heads of the family, God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.